We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Coronavirus. Get the facts. Join the discussion. News Radio 1120 KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
All right, welcome back. Another reminder, we do have a Reardon Roundtable. We did it on Zoom last week, so we can all see each other. Jane will be here, Jack Cardetti, Tim Jones, tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock hour. Congresswoman Ann Wagner is going to join me in the next hour. Look, this whole nonsense in Washington right now, it's being held up again by Pelosi and Schumer, and they got exposed a couple of weeks ago, but they need money. People need money right now for the Small Business Paycheck Protection Program. There's not enough. They're trying to fix it, but again, you have Democrats trying to stuff in a bunch of garbage, and Ann's going to update us on that in the next hour. Right now, let's talk about the economy and maybe getting back to work, and you have this 6.6 million Americans filing for unemployment claims this past week for the first time. Dr. Benjamin Akande is an economist and an assistant vice chancellor at Washington University. He's the former president of Westminster University as well. Dr. Akande, how are you?
Mark, it's good to talk to you.
Well, look, things are not good right now with the jobless rate. We sort of expected a lot of this. These numbers that we're seeing, 6.6 million Americans applying just that week alone. So we have now 17 million new jobless claims filed in the past 4 weeks. And we're looking at perhaps, I've saw Janet Yellen saying that we're at maybe 12-13% already. We might get to 20% pretty quickly. So let's talk about unemployment numbers. And obviously, the numbers are so high because people are being furloughed and they get to apply for benefits. But are those numbers even more staggering than you expected or not?
I don't think the numbers are probably really capture the true numbers. Let me say this, because I believe that there've been difficulty getting to the unemployment office to the offices to be able to make claims, jammed websites and phone lines. And so it's a pretty bad situation. But in the 3 weeks tally that you indicated, what this implies for us is that we're looking at a possible unemployment rate approaching 15%, above the 10% that we experienced during the peak of the Great Recession, a couple of years ago. And then when you look at Missouri, 91,000 Missourians filed unemployment claims for the week of ending April 4. That's down about 13% from prior weeks, but not to say it's pretty significant. And since March 15, 237,000 Missourian residents have filed for unemployment. That's a big number for our state.
So Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, said that this economy is deteriorating with alarming speed, and the Fed has unveiled $2 trillion plus in new loans to keep the economy afloat. But look, I don't think we're probably doing enough, and I don't know what we can do. Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, is calling for, I think, a bigger approach from Washington. So looking what has happened, and some of this, Benjamin, I think is hard to gauge because the money's not even in the hands of the people who need it right now. So that's a bit of a challenge. But we have to move relatively quickly here on these further phases just to make sure this whole thing doesn't collapse and we're ending up at 50% unemployment, don't we?
Yeah, the Fed's move this morning with a $2.3 trillion in lending facility is a huge catalyst. And because what that does, Mark, is that the Fed will buy, the payroll protection loans from banks to enable them to be able to make the loans. And that they're also pledging to provide support to risky corners of the financial markets that have been hardest hit in this dilemma. That we're talking about, fund purchases for high-yield bonds, collateralized loans, obligations, commercial mortgage-backed securities, I mean, these are much needed, and many of the programs in this Fed pack are focused on supporting the flow of credit, which is critical at this stage, by relying on emergency lending powers available only in very unusual circumstances, which of course we find ourselves. But I got to tell you, what gets me is this: when you look at the impact, the impact on this crisis is at the lowest level of income. And those are the folks that are being laid off. And then when you look at the impacted areas, we're looking at accommodation industry, food services, retail, construction, administrative support, waste services, government, manufacturing, transportation. These are vital industries that usually employ low-income individuals, and they're the ones that are being classified as non-essential. And so I'm concerned about that, because when you look at the restaurant business, for instance, we're looking at maybe 13.4 million jobs could be affected. And then when you think about the fact that when we get through this crisis, which I hope we will sooner than later, many of these folks are not going to be rehired. And so we're looking at an epidemic here, and it's concerning. And I think what it demands here is that that government respond in real time and move to create an avenue to try to at least buffer the impact of this.
Yeah, you know, there's some thought. Dana Perino tweeted this out. The president retweeted it. I'm not so sure it didn't come from the White House, and they were trying to get the word out. But maybe there's an opportunity here for another task force, one that focuses on the economy. Now, you have to work closely with the health experts, but we don't really have a plan for reopening the economy. And I don't know that we can have a plan right now. Everybody wants it to happen quickly, but we got to get past these next few weeks. But I think people at least have to understand what that plan is. That's an important part of making sure maybe this doesn't contract even more.
Yeah, I read that this morning, that there was going to be an announcement about a sort of an economy-focused task force. My urgency to the president is that this task force should be bipartisan and should bring to the table some of the best minds in the nation out there that have really, really cogent ideas, and that when we can't get political on this one. We've got to go to the best minds that have great ideas that can help move us forward. And I want to believe that that's what's going to have to happen, because at the end of the day, Mark, I mean, America has faced similar challenges in the past, wars, you know, pandemic, the 1918 flu pandemic, and other crises. And we found a way to rise above this. And I'm hopeful that this will be the case in this instance. But we've got to do some movements really quickly to make sure that we don't have a disaster in our hands.
You know, I saw a comment from the Richmond Fed president, Tom Barkin, who said that he's relatively confident about, or optimistic was his word, that people can get back to work, but he was worried about consumer demand. And if we all get back to work, that doesn't mean that people are going to feel comfortable going to the restaurants, even in a situation where people can be hired back. And it's tough. I tried to buy a couple of things this week, even if you want to buy something right now. So you are a consumer who wants to buy something. It's so difficult to do that. So that hurts the economy even further.
Well, I think part of the key here is also building up consumer confidence. It, the reality that those that have jobs will be able to retain those jobs, and that the economy is going to turn around. And I think building consumer confidence is going to be the critical part of moving us forward. And that has to be done at the highest level. And also for us to start seeing the emergence and the opening up of business. I think the CDC's declaration yesterday about people returning to work may help to shore up that confidence. But I think, again, what this is going to be a concerted effort by many to help us to be able to move beyond this.
Dr. Conde, thank you so much. How are you holding up personally?
Hey, this is all new for me, and it's changing the economic mindset. We broke the yoke on when it came to the Great Recession, but now we're going to have to break it again in terms of trying to figure out solutions to situations that we have never been impacted before. But Mark, I have confidence in the American resiliency and the ability to come back. If there's a place to be right now in the midst of all this, it's good to be in America.
I think it might be pretty good to be in Missouri as well, quite honestly, because I think we're a little insulated. Thank you, Benjamin. I always appreciate it. Take care. Keep the family safe.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.